Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天在这个地方，我们看到我们周恩堂的弟兄姐妹聚集在教会当中，一同来敬拜神。
Today it's good to see the Chinese congregation and English congregation together to worship.
因为今天我们要召开一年一度的会员大会。Today
we will have our annual members meeting.
让我们回顾在过去一年当中神怎样照顾我们。And
reflect on how God has watched over us in this past year.
让我们看见我们所相信那位神，他是每一年在引导我们，在祝福我们的神。
To see this is indeed a God that leads us every year and blesses us every year.
不但在我们的教会当中，也在我们个人的家庭里边。
Not just in our church and in our personal families.
我们向神领受到那说不尽的恩典。
We receive incredible grace from our God.
所以当我们要回顾过去这一年的时候，我们就是充满了感恩。
So as we look back, indeed we're full of thanksgiving.
所以在会堂的时候，更多是在回顾过去这一年当中神对我们奇妙的带领。
And we can look back to see God's wonderful leading in this past year.
当我们看到过去的时候，我们向神来献上我们数算他的恩典的时候，
As we look past and we give thanks.
真的主的恩典，我们数算都数算不完。
It's indeed we cannot even count all the blessings.
神就这么爱我们。
God loves us so much.
我们期待在未来新的一年当中，神继续保守我们。
And look forward to the new year. God will continue to lead us and watch over us.
不管在中文堂，在英文堂，我们都看见主那奇妙的供应在我们当中。
We can see God's wonderful supply in both Chinese and English congregation.
我们也恳求主来重新来调整，来更新我们服事跟追求的脚步。
Ask God to renew our footsteps so we can follow Him.
说让我们每一天每时每刻来荣耀那位神。
That every day we can glorify God.
来跟随那位拯救我们的耶稣基督。
To follow our Savior Jesus.
也让我们在反思过去年当中神的带领。
And to reflect on God's leadership last year.
在过去年当中，我们是不是为主结了好的果子？
Last year, have we bear fruit for our Lord?
我们是不是有好的果子来献给我们的神？
Do we have good fruit to offer to our God?
也许这样的问题在每一年的年终的时候，我们都必须要这样去思考。And
every year we should think about these things.
主啊，过去这年当中我为你结了什么果子？
Lord, this past year, what have I bear fruit for?
那这是我们今天我们用我们这个主题，特别是借着路加福音13章第6到第9节的经文来一起来思考的。And
today we're going to meditate on this through the passage Luke 13:6-9.
在这段圣经当中，我们要看到再一次的机会和最后一次的警告。
We'll look at one more chance and one last warning.
也许这个题目有点重，
even though this is like a heavy topic.
但是这个是个事实。
But it's a fact.
那我们在我们生命当中，什么是基督徒最大的困难？
As a Christian, where are we having trouble with?
在几年前，基督教的领袖、智商专家这个亨特，他做过调查，问过基督徒。
A few years ago, a consultant, a specialist for Christian leaders, did a survey. He asked Christians these questions.
他说：“你的基督徒的生活中最大的挣扎是什么？”
With which area of the Christian life do you struggle with most?
到底什么是我们作为基督徒们最大的挣扎？
As a Christian, what's your biggest struggle?
弟兄姐妹，你作为一个基督徒，你有挣扎过吗？
As Christians, have you been struggling?
如果有的话，那个挣扎到底是什么？
If true, what are your struggles?
那这位专家他就列下7项最普遍的回答。
And he listed the 7 most common answers.
那第一点就是要抵挡试探，这个是很大的挣扎。
Number one is to resist temptation.
这是第7项。
This is number 7.
我们从第7往下数。
We start from 7, go to number 1.
所以你有没有这样的挣扎，这样抵挡试探的一个挣扎？
Do you have any struggle to resist temptation?
第6点是每天祷告。
Number 6 is to pray daily.
啊，我没有放下去，OK。 那第6点就是每天祷告。
Number 6, to pray daily.
第5点就是爱家顾家。
Number 5, to be a good family member.
第4点就是爱人如己。
Number 4, love everyone in a Christian manner.
那我想这些都对我们来讲是蛮大的挣扎。
And these are struggles, common struggles.
我们来看前3项。
Let's take a look at the top 3.
每天读经。
Read the Bible every day.
先求神的国。
Seek God's kingdom first.
第1点是什么？ 见证基督。
Number 1, being a witness for Christ.
我们有没有经常每天在读经？
Do we read the Bible every day?
或者是我们圣经已经熟到很可以了，不用再读了。
Or do we think we know the Bible and that we don't need to read it anymore?
我们在祷告的时候，不是有没有先求神的国？
As we pray, do we see God's kingdom first?
我们有没有用这么最大的力量来见证耶稣基督？
Do we use our strength to be a good witness for Christ?
我在想如果可以的可以再加一项的话
If we can add one more thing
我想那项可能是结果子
That it's probably bearing fruit
我想结果子是个蛮大蛮大的挣扎
Bearing fruit is a great struggle for me
那这正是我们今天要分享的信息
And that's a message we're going to share today
我们先来读一段圣经
Let's read a passage first
我们来先来读英文的
We'll read in English first、
Luke、我们请英文一起练
13, let's read it together Then he told his parableA man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and have found any. Cut it down, why should it use up the soil? Sir, the man replied, Leave it alone for one more year, and I would dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down.
我们一起来念中文的琴于是用比喻说一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里他来到树前找果子却找不着就对管园的说看啊我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子竟找不着把它砍了吧何必白占土地土呢管园的说主啊今年且留着等我周围揭开土加上粪以后若结果子便罢不然再把它砍了弟兄姐妹这个无花果树的比喻内容说到有一个人真是连续三年在无花果树下找不到果子
So this parable talked about this person for three in a row did not find any fruit on the fig tree
所以他想要把这棵树砍掉
So he wanted to cut it down
为什么
Why?
因为不要让它白占土地。
Because it's just a use up the soil.
但是这个园丁向这个主人恳求。
But the caretaker asked for mercy.
再宽限一点。
Give it one more year.
再给他一点的时间。
Give it one more year.
他要努力看看。
Then he will actually try harder.
他要在他的周围要揭开土，要加上粪。
You want to dig around and then fertilize it.
然后看它能不能结果子。
See if it will bear fruit next year.
如果没有的话，再把它砍。
If not, then cut it down.
弟兄姐妹，当我们读到这样的一个比喻的时候
，When we read about this parable,
我们知道这不仅仅讲到那一棵树的问题。
We know it's not just talking about a tree.
我们知道那个关心点不是在那棵树的命运怎么样。
The emphasis is not what's going to happen to that tree.
在圣经当中讲到树的时候，通常是把树比喻成什么人。
In the Bible, it often used tree to symbolize people.
讲到以色列百姓
Talk about the people of Israel.
讲到教会
Talk about church.
讲到我们个人
Talk about our individual.
我们就是那一棵树
We are that tree.
我们就是那一棵树
We are that tree.
所以这样比喻跟那个末日的审判的意味有很深刻的意念
And this parable has a flavor of the last judgment.
所以这个前提的比喻是说在葡萄园里栽种一棵无花果树
So the story started that in the vineyard there's a fig tree
那这已经说明了这个非常特别的一个现象
This is a very special phenomenon
你可以想象有一片无花果树一片葡萄园
You can see think about a vineyard
但是在那边有一棵无花果树
In the middle of it there's one fig tree
而这个无花果树在葡萄园当中是最突出的一棵
So this tree is actually a very obvious In the vineyard,
因为它长得比葡萄园还要高
because the fig tree is much taller than the vineyard
所以很容易就发现它在那里
so you can see it very clearly
而且发现它长得非常的好
you can see it's growing quite well
它长得比一般的树木都好
and the tree is growing better than
甚至比葡萄长得更好
and better than the grapes actually
大家很容易看到它的存在
that you can see its existence
它凸显在那个地方
it's very obvious to everyone
所以这个比喻很简单就两件事情
so there are two things in this parable
一个是讲到神的恩典
one's talking about God's grace
一个是讲到神的警告
one's talking about God's warning
我们先来看恩典的部分
let's take a look at the grace part
我们说到这棵无花果树 它是栽种在葡萄园里面
so this fig tree was planted in the vineyard
就表示它占到好的土地
It's taken a lot of good soil.
因为那个地带里面就是完全是种的是葡萄
Because in the vineyard it's mostly grapes.
但是它有幸能够在里面占一席之地
But the tree was very lucky to be planted in the vineyard.
这是何等的恩典
Indeed, it's grace.
那我们看到它的恩典是什么？当主人要砍的时候
And when the owner wanted to cut it down.
但是管员的说 今年且留着。
The caretaker said, please keep it for one more year.
就该砍的时候他没有被砍掉。
When the tree was going to be cut down, it did not happen.
这是个极大的恩典。
This is indeed a great grace.
所以他在那边他得到这样的一个祝福。
The tree was indeed very blessed.
他被开启的那个生命的恩典在那里面。
Given one more opportunity for life.
不单单是这样子。
Not just so.
我们知道这个管园子的他要在四围四周要揭开这个土。
And the caretaker said he would dig around the tree.
他要松土。
And he would loosen up the soil.
可能松土他要怎么样？他要浇水。
And he would water the tree.
然后还要加上粪在上面
to fertilize it,
加上肥料在它上面
to fertilize that tree.
弟兄姐妹们的生命当中 很需要肥料
In our life, we all need to be fertilized.
那个肥料并不是你吃什么好有营养的东西
It's not that you're eating nutritious food.
而对一个基督徒来讲最大的肥料就是神自己的话语
The best fertilizer for us is God's words.
让我们可以在神的话语当中来成长
that we can grow through God's
那是最好的肥料
that it's the best fertilizer
for us. 所以这个管原子的他要去怎么要加上粪
So the caretaker will actually fertilize it.
就表示他要再加上恩典
He will give the tree even more grace.
再加上力量
More strength.
让它更长得更好
So the tree will grow even better.
不但这样他说他这个管园的对家族说以后他若结果子就好
And the caretaker said if you bear tree next year then it's fine.
这是另外一个恩典
This is indeed a wonderful grace.
再给一次的机会
Give it one more chance.
很多时候我们神给我们真的非常多的机会
We know that God often gives us many, many opportunities.
如果你去过我家的话
If you've been to Reverend Miles' home
你知道到我家了之前 那一排房子有五个房子
There's five units of houses right in front of him
我家是最后一个
Reverend Miles' house is the last one
那是最好的土地
That's the best soil
因为是最贵的
It's also most expensive
这个月我又被提升那个房租了
And this month the rent will go up
所以我真是占到好地图
The Reverend Ma has indeed have a good soil
我要说的是在第二家
And the second family
那里有一个姐妹
It was a sister
她非常爱主
She loves the Lord very much
有天她发现她非常的不舒服
And one day I noticed that she was very uncomfortable
她去看医生
She went to see a doctor
发现她有一个大肠癌
And she had a colon cancer
但是大肠癌已经造成她整个这个肚子都胀胀的
It's already her abdomen is very distended
甚至都积水了
And has fluid inside
所以她觉得很不舒服
And she was very uncomfortable
所以她叫我说为她祷告
So she asked Reverend Mao to pray for her
所以我就为她祷告了
Reverend Mao did
那后来医生跟她说你要先把这个水这么弄掉以后才能开刀
The doctor said we need to remove the fluid first then we can have operation
就在他要把这个肚子治好要准备开刀之前
Just right before the surgery
我在上上礼拜六早上参加他的告别式
2 weeks ago, Reverend Mao went to her funeral service
他64岁
She was 64
他就是在我们这个 Norbank 那往前走那个 Bayside Church 的会员
She's a member of the Bayside Church on Norbank
那在我要讲的是说他非常爱主
Reverend Mao want to emphasize she loves the Lord very much
我要回台湾他为我祷告
Reverend Mao went back to Taiwan she prayed for him
我们要去以色列的时候他牵着我的手为我们的团体来祝福祷告
Reverend Mao went to Israel she also prayed for them
他是这么爱主的一个人
she loves the Lord very much
在那天的告别礼拜当中大家都讲很多话
in the funeral service everyone gave a lot of testimony
他的生命这么有意义
that her life was indeed very meaningful
但为什么神给他的生命这么的短促
why was her life so short
如果神再让他活更久的话
if God gave her a longer life
那可能会跟更多人来传福音
maybe more people can hear the gospel
为更多需要的人来祷告
maybe she can pray for more people
但是神还是使用她了
But God used her
她现在躺在主面前的劳苦
Now she's with the Lord
她在恩典当中睡了
She's rested in grace
我们来看这段经文当中的就是她的这个警告部分
Then we can take a look at the warning part
这是比较紧张的时候
This is a more nervous part
我们看到这个家族她来到树前要找果子
We see the owner came to the tree to look for fruit
可是怎么样找不着果子
But he did not find any.
这个家族的期待落空了
And this owner was very disappointed
他每年都有一个期待
Every year he had expectation.
他多么期望今年到树下可以找到果子。
He was hoping that he could find fruit every
year. 但是他又失望了。
But this year he was disappointed.
他的期待又落空了。
That he was very disappointed.
再来我们看到他三年来到这个无花果树下找果子，就是找不着。
For 3 years, he tried to look for fruit and couldn't see any.
我们看到他是什么反应。
We see his reaction.
他很失望。
He was very disappointed.
这个家族非常的失望。
Very disappointed.
不但失望而已。
Not only so.
他还加上一点愤怒。
He became very angry.
把他砍了吧。
He wanted to cut down the tree.
那个斧子已经在那个树干上面了。
the axe is almost there to cut down the tree.
我们看到这棵树它存在了。造成一个极大的危机。
We know that there's a danger for this tree.
那个危机是什么
？What's it? Crisis.
因为它没有结果子。
The tree did not bear fruit.
因为它没有满足主人的期待。
The tree did not meet expectation of the owner.
因为它没有结出它当结的果子。
The tree did not bear the fruit that it's supposed to bear.
因为它在那里白占土地，空占土地。
The tree occupied the land there, but did not bear fruit.
它在那里消耗养分。
It wasted the nutrients.
它跟那些葡萄在争取那个养分跟水分。
So fighting with the vineyard for nutrients.
葡萄是结的果子
and the vineyard bear fruit.
但是无花果结不出果子来
but the fig tree did not have any fruit.
它白占土地
it was wasted the land.
它消耗资源
it used up all the nutrients.
所以这个主人就给他警告了
so the owner had this warning.
砍了它吧
cut it down.
可是这个园丁说再给他一年的时间再砍吧
but the caretaker said please give it one more year.
这是最后的警告。
This is the last warning.
所以从这个比喻我们得着丰盛的恩典也看到了带着最后的警告。
So we can see the wonderful grace, but also we can see the last warning.
所以从这我们来看看几件事情。
So take a look at a few things here.
我们说这棵无花果树的地位是可以说是得天独厚的。
So this fig tree actually occupied a very specially favored position.
它种在那个美好的地方
It was in a beautiful vineyard.
有水分
It's water.
还有很多的肥料
It's fertilizer.
但它没有办法做它要做的事情
But did not bear fruit.
它受到特别的重视
It was looked highly upon.
它特别凸显在那个葡萄园当中
It was a very special tree in the vineyard.
它的地位可以说是得天独厚的
Indeed, a very specially favored position.
但它没有做它应该做的事情
But the tree did not do the thing it's expected of it.
第二点是这则比喻是要说明无用招灾的一个事实
Number two, the parable teaches that uselessness invites disaster.
所以我们刚刚讲过说这个家族他三年来这边找果子
So the owner for 3 years in a row looked for the fruit.
找不着
Did not find any.
所以打算就把它砍了
So I wanted to cut down the tree.
这告诉我们说无用会招来灾害的
If you're useless, then you invite disaster.
因为他已经三年，给他三年的时间了。
Because there's 3 years time.
很多人会说，这个三年大概是象征耶稣基督在地上传福音的那三年。
Some people said these 3 years symbolize when Jesus did his ministry on earth for 3 years.
而以色列百姓是他的葡萄园。
And the Israelites were his vineyard.
或是无花果树。
Or the fig tree.
但是以色列百姓没有结果子。
But the people of Israel did not bear fruit.
耶稣所讲的话也不能带动他们。
And Jesus' word could not move them.
耶稣用了三年的时间。
Jesus spent 3 years.
但似乎犹太人还没有悔改。
But the people of Israel did not repent.
但三年表示一个已经给了一段相当充分的时间。
So given them plenty of time for 3 years.
他们依然在白占土地。
They occupied the land but wasted it.
他们在夺取阳光，他们在占据空间。
They used up the space and they used up the sunlight.
所以无用必遭害。
But they did not bear fruit; they became useless.
而这个管园子的，我们知道是那是比喻耶稣基督。
And the caretaker we know is symbolized Jesus.
因为父差遣他的爱子降世在犹太人当中，做传讲神国的道。
The Father sent the Son into the land of Israel to spread His message.
这告诉我们，一个基督徒若不能结出属灵的果子，在神看来呢是白占土地。
As a Christian, if we do not bear fruit, it looks like we are just occupying the land and we wasted that resource.
第三点，我们看到这比喻教导我们，只取而不给是无法生存的。
Number three teaches that we cannot just take and do not give.
无花果树它从这个土地当中一直在吸取。
The fig tree was taking up all the nutrients.
但他要给的就是能结果子。
But did not was not able to give fruit.
所以但是他一直没有。
So there was no fruit.
所以这边告诉我们说，只取而不给的是无法生存的。
So the tree only takes but did not give, and you cannot survive that.
他正面对无法生存的一个事实。
It's a fact that you won't be able to survive that way.
我们看到一棵果树，如果连续三年找不到果实的话，必定有问题。
We know a fruit tree, if for 3 years you cannot bear fruit, there's something wrong.
虽然这里并没有说这个无花果树在多久了。
Even though we do not know how old is this tree.
但是主人是连续三年来找果子的。
But the owner had come 3 years in a row to look for fruit.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们真是在这个末后的时代，我们能够把握我们的时间。
In this end age, we can take control of our time and cherish it.
不要白占土地。
Don't just occupy the land.
如果我们不结果子的话，真是无用，会遭灾的，无法生存的。
If we don't bear fruit, we're useless and we cannot survive.
第四点是，这则比喻就表明了福音再给人再次机会。
Number four, this parable tells us the gospel and give us a second chance.
耶稣基督一直给我们机会。
Jesus has given us many, many chances.
无花果树的成长通常要花三年的时间。
Well, a fig tree usually takes 3 years to grow.
所以这个时候如果它不结果子的话，大概以后也不会再结果子。
But if not bear fruit now, probably will not bear fruit in the future either.
但尽管是这样，他还得到再一次的机会。
But even so, was given one more chance.
耶稣基督往往给人一次又一次的机会。
Jesus has given us chances after chances.
耶稣给彼得机会
，Jesus gave Peter many chances.
耶稣给马可机会
，gave Mark many chances.
也给保罗很多机会
，Paul many chances.
神给我们机会，我们才能存留。
God has given us many, many chances.
神不给我们机会，我们就不能存留。
Otherwise, we would not survive.
我们看到在这边告诉我们说，今年且留着。
So the caretaker said, "Please keep it for one more year."
这个今年不是指那个月历上的一年。
But this year is not just talking about the calendar year.
不是跟那个未来的，比如说2018年就这么一年，不是这个意思。
Not talking about 2018, for example.
乃是指神恩典的宽容的期限。
It's really talking about God's grace.
这个在今年且留着是神宽容的期限。
That God has a limit on this grace for 1 year.
那这个期限对整个以色列人和教会而言是指恩典的时代。
But this.Period was talking about the period of grace for the people of Israel and really for the church.
恩典的时代会有会截止的一天。
And the era of grace also will end.
但是对我们个人的生命来讲
，But for our individual lives,
乃是个人活在世上的年日。
It's talking about how long we can live on this world.
我们都不知道我们会在这个地上活多久。
We don't know how long we're going to live here.
就像我刚刚举的那一位64岁的姐妹。
Just like what Reverend Mao talked about, his neighbor was 64.
她希望她活更久。
She would like to live longer.
在神的恩典当中能活得更好一点。
In God's grace, continue to live well.
但神接她回去的。
But God has taken her away.
第五点就是这个比喻也清楚说明这将是最后的机会了。
Number five, the parable make it very clear that this is the last chance, the final chance.
这个机会是神的审判是按照公义的。
That God's judgment is based on righteousness.
神要砍掉这棵树。
God want to cut down this tree.
不是因为恨他。
Not because God hated.
而是因为他没有办法结果子。
Because this tree did not bear fruit.
我们可以想象看，如果我们的生命不能结果子的时候，神怎么看我们
？We can see that if in our life we do not bear fruit, how would God look at us?
我们知道在圣经当中机会是。留给那些准备好的人。
You know, these chances are for those who are ready, prepared.
所以我们最后让我们来一段影片来结束。
Lastly, let's take a look at the video.
那这段影片告诉我们，机会是留给那些准备好的人。
The video reminds us, opportunity is for those who are ready.
如果你有准备好的话
，If you are prepared,
不管在任何时候
，Regardless what time,
在任何场合
，Any situation.
你都会活这个非常美好的人生。
You'll be able to live out a good life.
你准备要为主结果子了吗
are you ready to bear fruit for the Lord?
我们来看这段影片之后，我们再来做结束。
Let's take a look at this video first before we conclude.
Gentlemen, here's Johnny! I was on what other than Lemon tonight. We had booked, this is no joke, the famous pianist, classical pianist, Horacio Gutierrez, who's been with us 3 or 4 times on the show. And Fred got a call about what time today?
1:30.
About 1:30 this afternoon, saying that he had had an accident and was closing the car door and apparently nipped his fingers or something. And was in a lot of pain. Apparently it's not broken or it's not going to affect his career or anything. But
we're stuck.
We're stuck. So, well, we're not stuck. Because here's what I'm going to try to do. These people came here to hear piano music, right?
Right. They have a right to hear it.
How many of you in the audience play the piano? Just applaud. Come on. Don't be embarrassed now. All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. Is there anyone in the audience who said, who studied for five years, played piano for 5 years?
Gentlemen in the back, lady in the
back. No, now where? Now make sure, folks. There's a guy pointing to himself there. The fellow up there. Now, are you guys getting out there waving? The gentleman who got the Nike thing on the front, you play the piano? Come on down. How are you? Why don't you sit down right over there? No, your name? David Tolley in concert, so stay where you are. David, obviously you know this is not set up, because obviously David would not dress this way. If he knew he was going to be on a big television show in front of an angle. What are you going to do for us, David?
Memory from Cats.
Oh, that's great. Memories? Okay, it's all yours. David Cox.
If you are there as an audience in Johnny Carson's show,
我看我们都不能上去,
any of you can step forward and play the piano.
可能只有 Casey 可以而已。
Maybe only Kathy.
这告诉我们说, 机会是留给那些准备好的人。
Let's talk about the opportunity is really for those people who are ready to take it.
我们成为一个基督徒。
As a Christian,
我们的生命就像这一位这个 David Tolley 一样。
Our life is like this David Torrey.
因为他平常他准备这个弹钢琴弹五年以上。
You know that he has been practicing piano more than 5 years.
而他根本没有想到说他参加这个脱口秀的时候，那个该弹的人他是手被夹到不能来的。
And he did not expect that day when the guy who was supposed to perform injured his hand.
但是从那一次他出现之后
，But ever since this appearance in Johnny Carson's show,
他的生命就改变了。
His life was changed.
他是非常有才华的一个人。
He was a very talented young man.
他后来为那个百老汇写很多的曲子。
Later on, he actually composed many songs for Broadway shows.
他并为四任的美国总统来演出。
He also played for American presidents.
而他所以曾有这样的机会，并不是一个幸运而已。
He can become so accomplished not because he was lucky,
因为他有准备。
But because he was prepared.
神要我们准备我们自己。
God wants us to prepare ourselves.
当我们准备好的时候，神的呼召就临到我们。
When we're ready, then God's calling will come upon us.
当我们准备好的时候，神就使用我们。
When we're ready, God will use us.
当我们准备结果子的时候，神就用我们的果子来荣耀他自己。
When we're ready to bear fruit, God will use the fruit to glorify His name.
所以从这样一个影片当中，我们看到一个人在神的面前，他必须要经常的准备。
So the video reminds us, as a Christian before the Lord, we need to prepare ourselves.
所以最后我们来想几件事情。
So let's think about a couple things.
这个不结果子的无花果树对我们 CCSB 有什么意思？
What does the fig tree that does not bear fruit, what does it mean for CCSB?
对我们有什么信息可以给我们？
What kind of message can it give to us?
或是不结果子的这个无花果树给你个人什么样的启示？
So the fruit that's fig tree, what does it mean to you personally?
我要用这个来做我们今天讲到的结束。
I want to conclude the message with this.
要把握还有可以称作今天的时机。
Want to cherish today this opportunity.
神给我们每很多很多的时间。
God has given us much time.
其实很多时间我们大概都可以说是我们浪费掉了。
But often we wasted our time.
我们可以在神面前说我们没有爱惜光阴。
We can come before the Lord and say we did not cherish our time.
所以我们要把握这个还可以称作今天的机会。
So we want to cherish today this opportunity.
不要等，一等就可能丧失机会了。
Don't wait. If you wait, you may miss the opportunity.
我们看到那位 David Torrey， 他如果他有这样机会来说，他不上台的话，他永远就没有办法上台了。
You see, this gentleman David Torrey, if he did not go up that day, maybe he would just lost the opportunity.
我相信那一天有很多人在现场当中，他们都会弹钢琴的。
I believe that that day, that many people raised their hands and they could play piano.
但是没有人能把握到那个最要紧的一个时间。
But no one really took that most critical moment.
我不知道神在你的生命当中什么时候要呼召你来为他摆上你自己。
We don't know when God's going to call you to offer yourself for the Lord.
但那个时间终究会来临的。
But that time will come.
预备好你自己。
Prepare yourself.
不要空占土地。
Don't just occupy the land.
神把你带到 CCCSB 不是偶然的。
It's not by chance that you are here in CCCSB.
为什么不是别人在这里？
Why is it not other people sitting here?
为什么是我们大家在这个地方？
Why is it we are sitting here?
我想这不是偶然的。
It's not just by pure chance.
是神在他计划里面的必然。
It's in God's plan that you are here.
所以神要我们活出他要我们活出的样子。
God wants to live out the life that He has planned for us.
当我们活出主要我们活出的样子的时候，
When we live out the way that He wants us to live,
我想我们会成为有福的人。
Indeed, we'll be blessed.
而不结果子的无花果子就是告诉我们这件事。
And the fruitless fig tree is reminding us about this.
无花果树长得非常好。
The fig tree was growing well.
很显眼。
It's very prosperous.
在整个葡萄园当中，它非常的突出。
It's very obvious in a vineyard.
但是它的存在没有价值。
But the tree's existence was not have no value.
没有价值是因为它不能结果子。
Because it did not bear fruit.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
不要空占土地。
Don't just occupy the land here.
把握今天。
Take the opportunity today.
要结果子。
To bear fruit for the Lord.
要领人归主。
To lead others to believe the Lord.
将荣耀归给神。
And give glory to God.
当家主来的时候，看见你的结果结所结的果子，他就 欢欢喜喜的。
When the owner can see the fruit that you bear, that he will be pleased.
你就不会得到任何的警告。
You will not have any warning.
因为你非常认真在活出每一天像他的日子。
Because you truly live every day diligently for him.
因为你每天在活像耶稣基督。
Every day to live like Christ.
因为你每天尝试要准备你自己。
Every day to prepare yourself.
你要结果子。
To bear fruit.
结果是为了荣耀神。
To glorify God.
结果就是为了我们 CCSB 能在这个地方来见证神的荣的的的的名声。
Bear fruit, so CCSB here can testify for God's glory.
这是神要给我们的信息。
This is a message from God.
不要做一个仅仅得救的基督徒。
Don't be a Christian that just barely saved.
不要空占土地。
Don't just occupy this land.
不要仅仅在会幕的外院徘徊。
Don't wander outside the tabernacle.
要进到圣所。
You want to go into the Holy of Holies.
要进到至圣所里面去。
Go to the Holy of Holies.
在那里享受真理和生命。
To enjoy the truth and life in God.
如果你仅仅在外院徘徊的话，
If you're just wandering outside the tabernacle,
你的生命将失落非常的多。
Your life you have lost a lot of blessing.
所以你要往前走。
You need to walk forward.
不单单是你自己。
Not just you.
而是成为 CCSB 的整个团队，我们要往前走。
Be a member of CCSB's team to walk forward together.
明年就是40年了。
Next year is our 40th anniversary.
我们要一起走进40年。
We want to walk into the 40 years.
我们要共同见证神在过去的日当中怎么的恩待我们。
We want to testify how God has blessed our church in the past.
那位昔在、今在、永在的主如何带领我们走到现在
The Lord of yesterday, today and tomorrow continue to lead us.
神要我们在这边继续的结果来荣耀他
God wants to continue to bear fruit to glorify him.
神不要我们在这里空占土地、白占土地
God doesn't want us just to occupy the space here and waste the land here.
要调整你的属灵胃口
We need to adjust our spiritual appetite.
没有一件事情是容易的
Nothing is simple and easy.
每件事情你都要付上代价。
You need to pay a price.
就算你花时间祷告，也要付上代价。
Even if you spend time to pray, it costs you something.
就像你花时间参加聚会，你要付上代价。
You also need to cost you to participate in our meetings and
fellowships. 至少在礼拜天的聚会当中。
And in Sunday's worship service.
你可能要能多睡的时候，你没有多睡。
Maybe you sacrifice your sleep to come.
你要敬拜主。
You want to worship the Lord.
你要调整你自己。
You want to adjust yourself.
你会把今天的时间，你完全把它分别为圣，在神的面前来献给他。
You set aside the time for God to set it as holy for God.
你可以跟主说，主，我来到你面前是为了荣耀你。
You can talk to God, say, I come before you to glorify you, Lord.
我来到你面前是为了见证你。
I come before you to testify for you.
所以要调整我们属灵的胃口。
So we need to adjust our spiritual appetite.
每天的读经。
Every day to read the Bible.
祷告。
To pray.
甚至借着这样子慢慢能结出生命的果子。
So we can bear spiritual fruit.
要学习吃干粮。
We need to eat dry food, solid food.
不能只是在吃奶而已。
Not just drinking milk.
来到教会。
You come into the church.
并不是意味着这个地方让你感觉非常舒服。
Not just to feel very comfortable inside the church.
教会不是让你舒服的地方。
Church is not a place for you to feel very comfortable.
你躺在床上，你做你要做的事情，在家里可能更舒服。
You may be more comfortable to stay in bed.
但是在教会当中不是让你舒服的地方。
The church is not just to make you feel comfortable.
那教会是做什么？
So what is church for?
是我们在这边一起高举耶稣基督的地方。
It's a place for us to lift up the Jesus name.
是你调整你的，我调整我的，以基督耶稣的心共同在这个地方来高举耶稣基督的圣名的地方。
So we adjust our individual lives to come together to lift up Jesus name.
所以我们要学习吃干粮。
So we need to eat solid food.
要晓得真理的道理。
To know the truth.
因为过去已经过去了。
Whatever passed is past.
而且 CCCSB 已经长大成人了。
CCCSB has grown into a grown man already.
我们刚刚讲过了，明年是40岁了。
Next year will be 40 years.
40岁能看成是个小孩吗？
Can you see a 40-year-old man as a child?
绝对不可以。
No.
你如果现在你40岁，你也不承认你是个小孩子。
If you're 40-year-old, you would not say that you're a child anymore.
成为教会的一个整体。
To be a part of our church.
我们必须要长大成熟。
We need to grow up. We need to be mature.
我们必须要结果子。
We need to bear fruit.
在南湾这块的地方的教会。
the, all the churches in here in South Bay.
从每次参加的诺安的这同工会的时候
When Reverend Ma goes to these、South Bay Church Association meetings,
这样听来听去
you can hear many stories.
没有一个教会像我们教会这么幸福。
Not a single church is so blessed as our church.
我们实在没有太多的压力。
We don't have a lot of pressure.
很多教会都背负着、经济上的压力
A lot of church has financial stress
但是我们没有
But we're fine
神的恩典充充足足在这边 来成就他要成就的一切
God's grace was indeed abundant here to accomplish the things he wanted to do
所以既然在这方面我们没有压力
Then we don't have that kind of financial stress
我们要在另一方面来荣耀神
But in other area we need to glorify God
我们要为神更多的摆上我们自己
We need to offer ourselves for God
带着你的全家到主的面前来
Bring your whole family to come before the Lord
尽你最大的能力在神面前来展现那个独特的你
That's demonstrate who you are before the Lord
不要再像那一棵无花果树不结果子
Don't be a fruitless fig tree
到最后被神砍掉了
At the end it will be cut down
我这不是在吓你
We're not just trying to scare you
我是从我心中讲出来
This is what Reverend Mal comeA message from his heart.
我们在主里面，我们彼此来鼓励。
In the Lord, let's encourage one another.
彼此激励。
Let's encourage one another.
我们希望今年在2017年很快就要过去了。
The 2017 is coming to an end very quickly.
下个月就12月份。
Next month is December already.
我们教会共同的一些活动。
We have lots of joint meetings.
就像我们有那个圣诞的音乐会。
Like we have a Christmas celebration.
带你的朋友来。
Bring your friend.
向他们见证
to testify for them
我们下个月我们教会有一些事情要做
we have also many other program next month
我们都在准备的过程当中
we're preparing right now
就算下个这个礼拜六10月18号我们有我们教会的那个、感恩节的见证会
this coming Saturday we have our Thanksgiving testimony
你不要说这个跟我没有关联
don't say I have nothing to do with that
我只参加我们团契的而已
I will only go to my fellowship
我们团契是最重要说我只参加团契的
the fellowship is most important I will only go to fellowship meeting
不是这样子
no that's not true
教会是整体
Church is one body.
有人告诉我说，我只要参加我们的团体就好，其他我不参加。
Some people say, "Oh, I will only go to fellowship meeting. I will not go to church."
那是你们的事情。
That's not my business.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
不是这样子。
That's not true.
这是我们的家。
This is our family.
我们在神的葡萄园当中，神把这个无花果树种在这个地方。
That we are in God's family. We planted this fig tree in the vineyard.
在南湾这块地方
In South Bay this area
神要向我们要果子
God's asking for fruit from us
神要在我们的树上来找这个果子
God's looking for fruit in our tree
你有果子可以献给主吗
Do you have any fruit can offer to God
让我们同心来祷告
Let's pray
阿们主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord Jesus I want to thank you
是因为你爱我们
Because you love us so
你把我们我们安排在一个非常得天独厚的地方
You have put us in a wonderful place here
让我们可以成为南湾华人基督教会的一员
That we can become a member of CCCSB
让我们在这个地方来荣耀神你自己
And here to glorify God yourself
是啦就在今天我要召开一人一度的会员大会
Lord we're going to have our annual members meeting
我们马上就要开始
We're going to start soon
我们恳求主你赐下合一的灵在我们当中
Lord ask you for a spirit of unity
让我们重视这个聚会
Let's focus on this meeting,
让我们述说你的恩典
Let's count your blessings.
因着这样的一个述说你的恩典的一个过程
That throughout the process as we count your blessings,
让我们更有力量来奔向未来
So we'll have more strength to walk forward.
因为你为我们所预备的道路是那么的美好
Because you prepare a wonderful road for us.
既然在这个尽管在这个过程当中我们仍然有挣扎
Even though we still have struggle in the process,
我们仍然有挑战
We have challenges.
但是我们知道靠着主我们凡事都能做
But we know that we can accomplish everything through you
恳求主你帮助我们
Lord please help us
让我们做一个教会的整体
That we can be a part of a unity of church
我们要起来快跑跟随耶稣基督
We want to run to follow Jesus
荣耀归给你
May glory be in your name
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求
Pray this in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.